Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 FIPA, and I'm very pleased to be joined by directors Clara López Rubio and Juan Pancorbo, who are presenting their film Hacking Justice. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hello.
First question is kind of the obligatory question. Let's say, would you like to tell us, introduce the documentary?
We accompanied almost six years long, the main lawyer of Julian Assange, the grander, no, of WikiLeaks, who is in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. So we accompanied his main lawyer. He's a former judge from Spain, Baltasar Garzón, in his work of trying to liberate Julian Assange from his situation.
Yeah, it's just about this legal struggle, these high-profile lawyers, and also this meeting between two very controversial characters, two different characters, that was for us as filmmakers a very attractive issue to see how it works together between Julian Assange and Baltasar Garzón. Mm. And that was the motor of the story.
Could you tell me more about the situation that Julian Assange found himself in?
So the biggest WikiLeaks filtrations, can you say?
Leaks,
of course, was 2010. And 2 years after, he got this asylum from Ecuador. And since that time, he's been in the embassy for almost 6 years now. And there was an investigation against him in Sweden. But now the investigation, so the Swedish prosecutor dropped the case. There's nothing against him. There's no charges in any country of the world against Julian Assange. But he's still there. Right? And the United Nations, 2 years ago, said he should be set free. She said he's illegally detained in the embassy, but the United Kingdom refused to abide this resolution. So that's maybe you can say something more.
Yeah. Well, maybe I can help you say something else, because I remember in the documentary there's a moment where Julian Assange says there's something that's more attractive than a media scandal, something like that, I'm paraphrasing, media scandal, and that's a sex scandal. And that's a very interesting observation, yeah. Isn't it?
So the thing is, in 2010, when he leaked very important information about the crimes of the United States in the wars of Afghanistan and Iraq, at the same time came a sex case in Sweden. There were two women who had some
relationship to him
and went to the police and said they wanted him to make some high IV test. And this led to a police investigation and an European arrest warrant against him. That this was the reason why he had house arrest in England, and he was afraid that this would lead him to extradition to the United States. So that's the reason why he went to the Ecuadorian embassy and asked for asylum. So he got his asylum, but the United Kingdom said, in the moment he steps out of this embassy, we will arrest you. And this situation has not been changed until today.
So at what point did you guys get involved?
Well, it's difficult to say. We were working actually on a project about his lawyer, Baltasar Garzón, and his work in this universal jurisdiction. And then his career as judge ended, and Baltasar Garzón, he became a lawyer. He got the Julian Assange case, and we thought it's very amazing. It's also an international case. It's a case where a fundamental right, the freedom of speech, is at stake. So it fits perfectly in our project. So let's just concentrate, focus on this single case, issue from Julian Assange. And then we didn't know a lot about it. It was for us also a discovery, a journey into something issue. And
In other words, you didn't know where anything was going to go while you were filming. So it was completely... But then how do you react to things that happen? Because you really get close. You're getting close in the documentary.
So at the beginning, we thought we were going to be 1 year or 2 years making this film. And at the end, we were shooting the film 5.5 years. So it costed us a very long time to get the confidence of the characters. 2 years. But after 2 years, so we started to have some relationship with them, and we had some permissions to be with them.
Another question, I guess, might be, did your opinions about Julian Assange change over the course of the filming?
Yeah, of course, at the beginning we didn't know him, so we only had the information we got from the media and from some books or movies that were made about him. So, of course, we had so many concepts how he is. And this was actually in contrast with the man we met 2 years after we started making this film. And we were really surprised.
Really?
But not only the man, I would say the whole team around him.
Yeah.
It's a very young team, group of people with high commitment and really idealist. It was a surprise because he has this reputation of getting always in conflict with his co-workers, and that's not what we saw there, no. But we were only a few times in the embassy.
Another opinion that people have of Assange being on the outside looking in is that he kind of likes the attention. Did you find that was true? Especially, I'm asking you, because you were pointing cameras at him.
Well, this was not our impression, because when a legal meeting, we were only in legal meetings with him, and afterwards we were in a meeting alone with him. But in the legal team, he's actually hearing what his lawyers are saying, and he listens. He doesn't speak Spanish, so he needs translation. And we didn't have this impression, because he was actually very respectful with his lawyers.
But he did kind of like he was happy you guys were filming him during the course of this ordeal.
Well, he at the beginning he didn't want it, that's the reason why we needed 2 years until we got into the embassy the first time. And afterwards he agreed, but he was not like very happy about it, because you have to think we were filming lawyers working in a confident case, in a case that it's ongoing, so they were telling things nobody needs to know, because it would interfere their work. So actually they weren't so happy that we wanted to be there, but afterwards they let us, but it was a very very hard work.
You have to think that's our first movie, so we went there knocking at his door. We thought a filmography, he didn't know us. So it was not easy to get his confidence, but
what is your background, and did that background inform the work that you did on this film?
Yeah, we study film in Germany, in Berlin, film school in Germany many years ago. Film direction. And after that, we got into other activities. And actually, I had already given up with making movies. It was over for me till this story came in my way. My first movie, and I'm over 40. No?
I think it's pretty normal nowadays. In fact, I don't think you're the only one who almost gives up after film school. It's a situation that's ongoing. The Julian Assange case, as far as I know, nothing really is changing, or it looks like it's changing.
Well, nowadays, today, it seems that many things are changing. One of the things is Julian Assange had no passport, because the authorities in the United Kingdom took Julian Assange's passport. And since December, he has the Ecuadorian nationality. He has now a passport, so the citizenship. No? So it's maybe easier that the UK gives him a safe page. The other thing is his health situation is very, very bad after 5.5 years without seeing the sun and without breathing the air. He has many health problems, and 2 or 3 days ago, the last health report from him came out, and it's really bad. And the terrible thing is the United Kingdom doesn't allow him to go to a hospital, so he's forced to stay in this embassy, and it could happen everything, and he wouldn't be able to have medical help.
Yeah, the last thing we know is that the authorities in Ecuador and United Kingdom are now negotiating and looking after some kind of mediation to end this situation. And I think the solution will be political, not a judicial one. So they are working on this political level.
So it could happen something in the next weeks, I think.
But you never know.
You never know.
In the meantime, I thank you very much for joining us, because it was a great pleasure talking with you. And I remind our listeners that your film is called Hacking Justice. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.